talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, that was Chantel Kraviazuk with Feels Like Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening right now, this weekend, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, as I mentioned, this is a special edition of Talking About a Home as we come to you from the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, home of the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now, and we are well underway. It's been a great weekend so far. We had a great day on Friday. Lots and lots of eager homeowners interested in talking to the experts that we have on hand here. Everybody's in a great mood. We've got about 100 local A-list top-tier companies who have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them downtown to the Gilliard Center for the Charleston Fall Home Show. And they are very busy, not too busy to talk to you, though. They are answering questions. They're offering expert advice. And they're giving up their weekend for you. So we want you to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show right now. Show hours today go until 6 p.m. tonight. And then if you can't make it today, show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we've got quite a few special events happening today that you still have lots of time for, starting with our discounted admission starting at 2 o'clock. So in a little less than an hour, the admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. And if you happen to be one of the first 200 families here after 2 p.m., first of all, you're going to pay that $2 admission fee, that get that nice discount. But if you're one of the first 200 families, we're going to give you a free hurricane kit. And so we've got 200 of these hurricane kits. So the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission price will walk away with a free hurricane kit. And special thanks to ABC News 4 for partnering with us on the hurricane kit giveaway. We've also got free seminars going on all afternoon, and that's a nice thing. In addition, we've got Inside the Architect's Mind, which is sort of like a seminar. It's an illustrated, fascinating 1-hour digital slideshow that is being presented by the architects themselves, talking about the projects that they worked on. So there are four different architects and four different time slots for them, starting at 1 o'clock today, and then we've got another one at 2 o'clock, one at 3, and then one at 4 o'clock. And each one of these one-hour digital presentations are presented by the architects themselves, and they're going to be offering insights and into some of the projects that you'll be learning about. And very interesting. You should sit in on one of these, again, free of charge. So just come to the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Gilliard Center downtown. By the way, $5 parking in the connected garage, parking garage on Alexander Street. So that's a pretty good price for downtown Charleston. Pay just $5 to park. Come in here after 2 o'clock today or tomorrow, and you'll pay only $2 admission to come to the show. So the free seminars are going on today. We've got the Inside the Architect's Mind. Those 1 hour digital photo presentations, they start at 1 o'clock and go till 5 o'clock. We've got the free hurricane kit giveaway starting at 2 o'clock today. So lots of good things going on. Also, you can register to win we're going to give away five different $2,000 prize packages. So there'll be five different local winners here for our contest. And so, you've got, I always compare this to, you know, buying a lottery ticket. You're competing against millions and millions of people buying lottery tickets. Well, at the Charleston Fall Home Show, we usually get about 3,000 people who end up coming to the show. And so you've got, I don't know what the odds, how you figure out the odds, but five out of those 3,000 people are going to walk away winners. So that's those are better odds certainly than winning the lottery. Who couldn't use a nice $2,000 fall fix-up prize package, like a garage organizing system or a garage floor coating package or a teak furniture package or a kid's bed set from Max Trix Kids Furniture or a $2,000 custom live edge dining table from Charleston Amish Furniture. Five different prizes, all worth $2,000 a piece that five different winners will take home. Well, going on, taking place today and tomorrow, we've got the free design consultations by professional interior designers. And we usually ask folks to register for those in advance by calling Charleston Home and Design Magazine. But now that the show's already taking place, just come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show and we'll work you in. We're so thankful to the interior designers who are volunteering their time to meet with you and try to help you solve your design dilemma, whatever that might be. And you can sit down for free with them for about a 20 to 30 minute design consultation and talk with that interior designer. You want to bring things like maybe some of your, if you have any samples or any room dimensions or floor plans or house plans, bring those with you. All of that will help. Any photographs that you have, that really helps the interior designer. And you'd be amazed how much you can accomplish in just a short period of time. So free interior design consultations going on today and Sunday. So if you'd like a free design consultation, just come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show and mention it at the front desk, and we will hook you up. Well, on Sunday, tomorrow, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and from 11 to 2, the admission price is only $7 per person, but if you wait until after 2 o'clock, the admission drops to $2 per person. So $2 after 2 o'clock, both today and Sunday. Today we're giving away free hurricane kits to the first 200 families. And then tomorrow on Sunday, if you're one of the first 200 families to pay that $2 discounted admission price after 2 o'clock, we're going to give you a free green leaf candle And we are very, very proud to be partnering with M.W. Hunter Custom Interiors located in West Ashley. That's where you can buy Greenleaf candles, and I think they cost about $25 a piece. We're giving away 200 of these. The first 200 families to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. You pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll give you a free Greenleaf candle. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention the over 100 local companies that are here. We, you know, we couldn't have a home show without those folks, and we're just so proud to have so many companies that are interested in being at the show. They've taken times out of their busy schedules to literally pick up their showrooms and bring them down to the Gilliard Center at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And you know, this is your opportunity. I'm sure you have a project that you want to get underway. You're not going to planning to get it underway until 2018, and that's okay. Maybe you want to get something going before the holidays, and that's okay too, because now is the time to really to take action and to take the first step to get that project going. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting a little bit of direction, getting a little momentum going for your project. And if you come to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend, you know, for about the amount of time that you'd spend going out to dinner or maybe going to a movie, you can spend that time at the Charleston Fall Home Show and go booth to booth, picking up contact information, talking to the 100 plus A-list local companies that are on hand, kind of interviewing them. That's what I like to do at a home show, is sort of interview the vendors that are there to try to get to know them, see how their personalities mesh with mine, and get information about, you know, what they're capable of. Tell them about our project. And you know, get an idea of how much it might cost, and go ahead and take the first steps to move things forward with your project. It's very, very busy these days in Charleston when it comes to building and remodeling, and you don't procrastinate. I would, even though you know, we're still in August, and you might feel like you don't need that project done for a few months, or into 2018, you're literally competing with your neighbor to line up the talented workers who will bring your project to fruition, because your neighbors may end up hiring these folks before you do, and that means you're just at the back of the line. So come to the front of the line, so that by coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend, and make those contacts, get your project on the board for some of the vendors that you're going to be talking to, so that you can move forward. And you know, if you're like me, sometimes you wake up one day and say, this is what I want, but you can't. You got to wait several months, because, you know, just the circumstances behind it, whether it be waiting for the contractors to be ready or permits to be pulled. It's a process, and start that process this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. For more information, you can visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com. That's charlestonfallhomeshow.com. And one of the best features of the Charleston Fall Home Show are the free seminars happening today and Sunday, covering topics like planning your dream kitchen and creating great outdoor living spaces. And last week I had a chance to sit down with interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby, who will be presenting a seminar today called Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home. Now we're speaking with interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design. How are you, Bobby Joe?
Great, thank you.
Good. Bobby Joe, tell us about the free seminar that you're giving on Saturday, August 26th at the Charleston Fall Home Show, called Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to share some of my design tips again on color and how to choose the best paint colors for your interior, as well as we're going to go over some styling tips, how to make your, for instance, your built-ins look more professionally decorated, mm-hmm. as well as how to style a coffee table.
Oh, neat. That's great. That's great. And for some of our listeners, if anyone may have attended the Charleston Home and Design Show in January, Bobby Joe gave this very same seminar in January, and it was so popular, was so well received that we asked Bobby Joe to come back and do it again. And so, Bobby Joe, one of the big things that a lot of homeowners stress out about is picking paint colors and picking that right color and making sure that that the paint colors flow from one room to another. And the biggest thing is, it's not that they can't pick colors themselves. I think they stress out about picking the wrong color.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things you have to consider when you're looking at paint colors. There are different hues of different colors. So you have warm grays, you have cool grays. You do want to make sure they flow from room to room, especially if it's an open floor plan. You need to consider your lighting, because what might look good in the paint store or even outside is going to look totally different in your room. Mm-hmm. So you have to, I always suggest, people do a test area in their house, leave it up for a few days, and look at it in all different sorts of light.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, and this seminar, Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home, that should be of particular interest to everybody coming to the show, because we've got the holidays coming up, and it's hard to imagine, thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, but they are only about 90 days away, if you wanted to do a quick makeover on your house, painting is one of the best ways to do that, or adding accessories to mm-hmm. your home, so that doesn't require like a big tear out and demolition and so forth.
Yeah, those are both great ways, inexpensive ways to really give your house a little facelift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so talk about go into a little bit more detail about the seminar that you're giving on Saturday. You're backing up the seminar with a slideshow?
Yes, so we have a presentation we give, and we start out talking about the psychology of color, which most people find very fascinating. So I'm not going to give any of that away, but it's all about how different colors might make you feel or react, and that's sometimes a very important consideration in certain rooms of your home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give one little one away here, mm-hmm. that purple is a color that can decrease your appetite. So that's why you never see that usually in a restaurant.
Oh.
Or, because they kind of go with reds and greens, because reds and greens are more common colors of food, and those stimulate your appetite. Mm-hmm. They want you to eat more. So if you want to lose weight, you probably should add some purple into your kitchen.
Huh. Interesting. And purple would you consider that to be kind of like a bold color versus like
typically
a neutral?
Yes. In history, it was the color of royalty. It was, I think they could only make the color purple from the dye of from beetles, from mm-hmm. crushed beetles. Mm-hmm. So only the royalty could afford to have purple clothes. Mm-hmm. So throughout history, it was a very elite color and not something that you would see often.
Gotcha. As far as your clients at Domain Interiors and Design, are they wanting more neutral colors in their home or?
It's interesting. I'm seeing a return to bold color. For a while, it's been a lot of grays and whites and kind of cool tones, especially because we're on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing people are getting their back into pattern. And bold colors, the jewel tones are coming in. Blush has almost become a neutral now, that you're seeing it used mixed with other colors. It's that really soft shell pink, things are kind of changing, I think, right now.
Mm-hmm. How do you guide a homeowner to choose paint colors that that are going to last, that so that, maybe they may go out of style, and you don't want something that's just super trendy, right?
Right, exactly. It's great to do, maybe if you wanted to have a little splash of color here and there, to do it maybe in a smaller room or a more controlled environment, so it doesn't carry on throughout the entire space. Powder rooms are a great place, and we do a lot of wallpaper as well in powder rooms, or do an accent wall, or sometimes people will paint the backs of the back panels of their built-ins a bold color. Mm-hmm. So their objects and books and things like that will kind of pop more on the bookcases.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the title of your seminar, Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to interior designer Bobby Jo Engleby, who is presenting a seminar today on at the who'll be presenting a seminar on Saturday, August 26th at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And part of your title is Accessorizing Your Home. And what kinds of accessories are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about how you can take a problem area, which for many people is the built-ins around their fireplace or bookcase, and we show you exactly how to use certain things like books and trays and boxes and how your eye is going to flow over those shelves and how to make it look cohesive and well put together, and mm-hmm. finding a common thread that you can carry through those through the design of your bookcases. And then we also have a video where we're showing some of our domain designers are showing you how some simple ways to just make your coffee table look pretty and professionally styled.
Hmm, very nice. And when it comes to accessories, you folks at Domain Interiors and Design, you have a bricks and mortar store in Mount Pleasant. Do you sell a lot of these accessories?
Yes, we do. We have a showroom on Coleman Boulevard, and we do styling services as well. So if some people just don't have the time, or they're just, you know, some people want to learn how to do it themselves, and then others just want somebody else to do it. So we come in and we do that for people from one room to a whole house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you were mentioning the built-ins that sometimes surround a fireplace. Those items, those accessories on the built-in bookcases, those don't end up there by accident. They're very it's well thought out and placed very specifically, right?
Exactly. I mean, you really have to think about the scale of the objects, the height. You want layering. You want some kind of theme to carry out throughout that to make it look cohesive, whether it be a theme with a color or a coastal theme, or you know. And we'll get into that at the seminar Saturday.
Very good. Well, you'll learn take away some great information. Very, very helpful. These seminars going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show are completely free. They take place on the second floor shared lobby area. So as you walk into the Gilliard, right up the steps, you'll be there. It'll be amplified, so you'll hear these seminars going on when you arrive at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And just to give you a quick idea, some of the other seminars going on: Planning Your Dream Kitchen, presented by Signature Kitchens and Baths and Signature Appliance Center. That's also happening Saturday. Outdoor Living, Great Spaces for Relaxing and Entertaining, presented by landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. And then on Sunday, 5 Tips for Designing an Outdoor Kitchen, presented with Outdoor Grilled Snacks from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Renovation Roadmap, How to Get Started, presented by remodeling contractor Trey Strock with Strock Design and Remodel. And Choosing the Perfect Interior Home Finishes, that'll also be on Sunday. Tips on selecting tile, cabinetry, plumbing fixtures, lighting fixtures, door hardware, and flooring. And it's all going on Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And if you want more information about the times of all these seminars, go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com. That's charlestonfallhomeshow.com. And Bobby, how can folks get in touch with you at Domain Interiors and Design?
So we have a showroom at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, next to Red Drum Restaurant. And we have a website, www.domainmtp.com. And our phone number is 843-388-0328.
All right, great. Well, come out and see Bobby Jo Ingleby. She's an interior designer with Domain Interiors and Design. For her free seminar at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 26th, called Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today go until 6 p.m., and then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's $5 event parking at the parking garage right next door, connected to the Gilliard. So that's always a good deal for downtown parking, $5 parking. And we've got lots of exciting activities going on today and tomorrow. And joining us now are Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Carly Cortez. She is our senior account manager and also assistant home show director, and also Laura Jones, who is one of our editors at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you doing, ladies?
We are great, Tim. Thank you.
Sure. Well, thanks for taking a minute out of your busy schedule. Everybody at Charleston Home and Design Magazine is very, very busy today. We've got a great crowd here at the Gilliard Center at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and I just wanted to grab you two and just kind of give your insights and your thoughts about the Charleston Fall Home Show going on today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a lot of great events. Right now, one of my favorites is starting. We have Inside the Architect's Mind. We have four different local architects who will be sharing some of their great projects and giving a lot of wonderful advice about building right here in the Lowcountry. And that will start starts at 1. So right now, we have our first one going on. And I'll continue all the way through 5 o'clock. Our last session begins at 4.
Very good. And there's four different local architect firms. And I like to tell this story about last year. Architect Christopher Rose was one of the presenters of Inside the Architect's Mind, and he's the principal architect at Christopher Rose Architects, and he's the boss. And so he gave, and he's also giving a presentation today. But last year he gave a presentation and really nice, beautiful photographs. And one of the takeaways, and that's the thing about Inside the Architect's Mind, is you're going to walk away with some great ideas, some great takeaways. And for me, last year he mentioned that he just did it in passing. It was like no big deal to him as an architect. He said, I always put the drain that's in the shower underneath a bench or anywhere out of the middle of the shower, because no one likes to step on the drain in the middle of the shower. And I thought, what a simple idea. It doesn't really cost anything extra for that. And all you have to do is move the drain. And that's one of those things that an architect thinks about, but you may not think about. You're going to be able to pick up tips like that in Inside the Architect's Mind going on until 5 today.
Yep. Chris Rose will be there at 3 if you wanted to hear him. We also have Scott Anderson as well as Elizabeth Allen, who's on right now. And then we also have Rachel Burton. Everybody full of great ideas. We'd love for you to come out. It's upstairs at the Gilliard Center in Salon 1.
And the nice thing is it's completely free.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. And then we've also got seminars going on today and tomorrow. Carly, you want to talk about that at all?
Yes, we have seminars going on throughout the day. Planning your dream kitchen, Signature Kitchens and Baths is going to be talking to you, and they also do appliances. They're going to talk to you about planning your dream kitchen if you are thinking about doing your kitchen or planning to do your kitchen in the future. I know that is the heart of the home, and people definitely are wanting to update that. That's a big value in the home. This is where you want to come and talk to them about, you know, what to do, what are the steps to take, how you pick out different items for your kitchen. If you're looking on doing an outdoor living project of some kind, J.R. Kramer is going to be doing a seminar a little bit later as well. He's going to be talking about how to make great spaces for relaxing and entertaining, and that's always important when you're outdoors. definitely get by. We have some going on Sunday as well.
Very good. And show admission today until 2 o'clock is only $7 per person. And then after 2 o'clock, the admission price drops to $2 per person. So $2 per person after 2 o'clock. And we've got a big giveaway happening starting at 2 o'clock as well.
Very exciting.
Yep, we have everybody who's coming after 2, the first 200 families get a free hurricane kit. And how that's going to work is people are going to arrive and they're going to get a bag with some pre-stuffed items, but then you are going to walk around the show and you're going to take your little map with you and pick up the remaining items to make a complete hurricane kit, because we know what happened to us last year. You don't want to be caught off guard and not be ready and have the things that you need. And you know, if there's a hurricane, and we want you to be prepared.
Very good. And so the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 p.m. today, the first 200 families will each get a free hurricane kit. And special thanks to ABC News 4 for partnering with us on that. And then tomorrow, Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the show hours. And then starting at 2 o'clock, we've got the $2 per person admission after 2. And the first 200 families on Sunday, Laura, what will they get?
They'll be getting a green leaf candle, thanks to our friends of Melissa Hunter over at MW Hunter Custom Interiors. They smell amazing.
Yes,
that's right. So if you come tomorrow, if you're one of the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock, if you're one of the first 200 families, you walk away with a free green leaf candle. That's a South Carolina-made product. They make it up in Spartanburg, and they sell them locally at MW Hunter Custom Interiors in West Ashley. And these are, what do they retail for, about $20 or a little bit more?
I think $25.
$25. Mm-hmm. So it's a really...
And it's a good size candle. It's it's a full 9-ounce candle in a glass container, and it comes in a beautiful little box with, you know, some beautiful filigree and whatnot on it. But it's a very good smelling candle. They burn really well, from what Melissa has told me. But support local, you know, try out their candles, and then maybe go over to MW Hunter Custom Interiors and check out the candles they have there. Because if you do come by, you get 5% or 10% off of any candle purchase.
Very good. And and Carly, talk about the vendors at the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's a sellout again this year. The Gilliard is a big venue, but it's not big enough that it's so cavernous that you're going to get lost. And we've got about 100 local A-list vendors, suppliers, contractors, who've all given up their weekend to come down to the Gilliard Center and set up for the Charleston Fall Home Show to answer questions and offer expert advice. And these are quality vendors, aren't they?
Absolutely. They are the best of the best in Charleston, if you would ask my opinion. Of course, they're my clients, and they're very near and dear to me, of course. They are clients of the magazine, and it's kind of the magazine coming to life, we like to call it, because the pages of Charleston Home and Design are, you know, you're getting to meet those people that you see throughout the magazines, and you're reading the stories about. If you're wanting to do your kitchen, if you're wanting to do your outdoor space, if you're wanting to remodel a bathroom, or, you know, get new flooring, anything that you can think of, new windows, it's all here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to meet those people. You're going to talk to them. You're not just, you know, on the phone with someone who you might meet that person when you get there. It's the actual people who will be helping you and who are, you know, ready to make an appointment with you to get your project going.
Top tier, A-list local companies, very reputable, and they're all ready to hire. That's the big thing. And a lot of times people don't know the first step to take. They know that they want something done around the house, maybe a new kitchen or bathroom, or put on an addition, or do some outdoor living work, some kind of outdoor living space in the backyard, but they're not sure exactly what steps do I take first, who do I call. And you can come to the Charleston Fall Home Show today and tomorrow, and make contact with all the people that you need, no matter what project that you may have going on. And most of these vendors are folks that you've written about in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, right, Laura?
Yes, many times. It's so nice to see our clients in person and get to interact, flip through their portfolios and see a lot of the great photos that Colin and Patrick have taken for them, and just to really interact and get to see more and more of what their fun things are capable of. Mm-hmm. We only get to hear a little bit of it, but get to see their whole booth in person. It's phenomenal. They have more ideas than you could possibly think of.
Well, the thing is, because building and remodeling is so busy right now in Charleston, if you wait, you might wait until the moment where you say, I want my new kitchen now, and then you're going to have to wait some more. And so why not get the project underway, come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now until 6 p.m. today, and then 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, and make contact. You know, start talking to the different local companies about your project, so you can start getting it underway. So it will be done in a timely fashion. And the reality is, you're kind of competing against your neighbor as far as hiring those contractors to get the work done. So don't wait. No matter what your project, even if you have a project for 2018, it's never too early to start talking to the right local companies and to start making contact. Admission today, starting at 2 o'clock, is only $2 per person, and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. it's $7 per person. Starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday, it's $2 per person, just like it is on today on Saturday. So definitely come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. For more information, visit CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. Thank you so much, ladies.
No problem.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today on Saturday are 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., and on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. We've got $7 admission until 2 o'clock, and then after 2 o'clock today, we have $2 per person admission after 2 o'clock. And also, if you're one of the first 200 families in line after 2 o'clock, you pay that $2 admission, and you'll get the first 200 families will take home a free hurricane kit. So we're real excited about that. We've got free seminars, homeowner seminars going on all afternoon. We've got the hurricane kit giveaway starting at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, once again, show hours 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And then $2 per person after 2 o'clock. And the first 200 families on Sunday will get a free green leaf candle, and that's a South Carolina made product made in Spartanburg. So be one of the first 200 families on Sunday after 2 o'clock to get a free green leaf candle. You know, one of my favorite things going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show is something we call Inside the Architect's Mind. And this afternoon we have arranged to have the principal architects of four local architect firms to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show to present free of charge four fascinating one-hour digital presentations of homes designed by architects, in which the architects themselves provide fascinating insights into their projects. And last week I had a chance to sit down with architect Elizabeth Allen with Allen Design and to hear about the presentation she'll be making. And now we're talking with Elizabeth Allen with Allen Design. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm fine. Thanks, Tim. How are you?
Just great. Tell us about the fascinating digital slideshow seminar that you'll be giving on Saturday, August 26th at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm very excited about the opportunity, and it gives me a little bit of time to reflect back on projects that I've done and how my work has impacted the lives of the families that live in my homes. Now, as a residential architect, what I do has a direct impact on the lives of the families that I work for. Mm-hmm. And that's really the focus of my presentation, is how architecture can affect and adapt to and adapt with the needs of the modern family.
And that's really important, because some people are kind of cutting corners and maybe skipping the step of hiring an architect to begin with. And so you're going to be talking about the relevancy of having an architect involved with building a new home.
Absolutely. Yes, it is the most important step, and it is one that, you know, unfortunately some people do skip over. The time and money spent in the planning pays dividends at the end of construction. Mm-hmm. As I tell my clients all the time, it's much easier to move something around on paper than it is once it's built in the field. That
right.
costs you a lot more money.
Sure.
And being able to effectively communicate and talk with my clients about what they need in the house, whether it's a, you know, a new custom home, you know, that's, you know, 5,000 square feet and we've got lots of room to work with, a large lot, you know, a lot of flexibility, a big budget and lots of endless possibilities. Or if it's a, you know, small renovation or addition on a, you know, small lot, not a lot of room, how can you make both of those scenarios work for the end user?
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts with proper planning and with really getting to know your clients and understanding what they need in the final product.
Mm-hmm. We hired an architect to design our house when we were getting ready to build our house. And to this day, I say not a week goes by where I don't think to myself, I would have never thought of doing this myself. I'm so glad that we hired an architect. Do you ever get your any of your clients saying that about their houses that you designed?
I do. I actually had a conversation just last week with one of my most recent clients. We just finished a addition and renovation to their house, and she said that she comes home every day and she's so happy now because we put a mudroom on, organized her life, organized her space, gave her a little extra room for the two growing kids, and she says she thinks she yells at her family less because of the changes that we made to their house.
Right.
So that has a direct impact on her everyday life, and that's, you know, that's part of what drives me to do what I do and why I really enjoy residential architecture, because you really get to know your clients and you become very friendly with them. And, you know, in the end, they're it's a very familiar relationship, and it's a very rewarding relationship.
Well, so much money is invested in your house, whether you're going to be putting on a big addition or remodeling your home, or you're building a brand new home. So much money is going into that project that it seems like most people would want to ensure that the outcome is going to be what they hope for. And if you have an architect involved in the process, the outcome that you want and what you expect is much greater chance of that happening than if you're just maybe working with the general contractor alone and trying to make a lot of these decisions by yourself. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think the wants and the desires get much closer to meeting and matching up with the final product when you bring an architect on board. And a lot of times it's very beneficial to bring them on board prior to purchasing a property. You know, if it's in a renovation situation, you might already live there and that's a different scenario. But I have plenty of clients that come to me when they're looking for lots and they say, okay, we want a house this size. This is what we need to do. You know, we need to side load the garage. We need to park four cars and a golf cart. You know, can you go look at these lots with us and see if we've got enough room to do what we need to do? What are the, you know, code restrictions? What kind of zoning easements do we have to deal with? That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very helpful information prior to purchasing the property. If you're mm-hmm. looking at several places and say, well, you know, this lot's going to work better because of these things that you told me you want, we should be able to pull them off more successfully on this property versus another property.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it's helpful to bring an architect on board even before you've purchased where you're going to build.
Right. That makes sense, because you could purchase the perfect lot, or you could purchase a lot that needs a lot of problem solving by the architect.
Yes.
Well, talk about how you're going to be presenting your seminar on Saturday, August 26th at the Charleston Fall Home Show in a series that we're calling Inside the Architect's Mind. And there'll be four different architect firms starting at 1 o'clock who will be presenting fascinating slideshow presentations and giving insights into each one of their projects that you'll be able to hear straight from the architect themselves. And tell us a little bit about like how you'll be conveying this information through the photographs of your work.
Well, I'm going to do it in two different ways. I'm going to look at the historic context of what residential architecture in Charleston was and compare that to what residential architecture in the Lowcountry is now. They're very different, but the driving factors behind what shaped the Charleston single house and the driving factors behind what shape what I do every day right now are the same. It's four things that everything boils down to, and it's not necessarily rules for design. It's not the height of the columns. It's not, you know, the shape of things. It's what drives the use and the need for the structure. Mm-hmm. And it's four factors. I think it has to do with the place, the purpose, the economic influences, and societal influences. Mm-hmm. And so place, I say that first because it has to do not only with the actual lot, mm-hmm. the location, but it also has to do with where we build, mm-hmm. and the climate influences that we have to deal with here. Mm-hmm. We have an extreme design condition on the coast. And so not only does the lot itself influence the house, but our overall environment and climate influences the house as well, and what we can and we can't do based on where the location of the house is. And then when you look at purpose, it's who are you designing for? Mm-hmm. Is it a vacation home? Is it a, you know, large home on a barrier island that's only used a couple times a year? Is it a little cottage, you know, nestled in the woods somewhere? Or is it a, you know, is it a home for, you know, a growing family of five? Or is it a retirement home for grandparents that might have kids coming to visit every now and then? All of that drives how you approach design and what the final outcome is.
Well, I'm going to do what some radio show announcers do sometimes, and they like to tease the audience a little bit, not give them everything at once. If you want to learn those other two aspects of why it's important to use an architect and what goes into every single home from historic Charleston single houses to building a home today, you'll definitely want to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show for Inside the Architect's Mind. It's absolutely free. That's the nice thing about it, is you come to the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Gilliard Center, and from 1 o'clock until 5 p.m., there'll be four different local architect firms presenting digital slideshows, and you're going to walk away with some great information. You're definitely going to learn a lot, and we want everyone to come down and enjoy the four different seminars Inside the Architect's Mind, including Elizabeth Allen with Allen Design, going on all afternoon on Saturday, August 26th at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And Elizabeth, if folks wanted to get more information about Allen Design, how would they do that?
The easiest way is to call me. My number is area code 843-709-7322. Mm-hmm. They can also go onto my website. All of my contact information is there, and information about my company and some projects to view online. And my web address is charlestonarchitects.com.
All right, charlestonarchitects.com. Well, we have been talking with Elizabeth Allen, and principal architect with Allen Design. Come out and see her seminar on Saturday, August 26th, and go to Charleston Fall Home Show for more information, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'd like to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home Show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We've got $5 parking in the connected garage next door, which is a good deal for parking downtown. Admission until 2 o'clock is only $7 per person, and after 2 o'clock today and tomorrow, admission is only $2 per person. So $2 per person admission after 2 o'clock today and on Sunday. And if you're one of the first 200 families today, after 2 o'clock, you're to pay that $2 admission, you're going to get walk away with a free hurricane kit that's valued over $20. And we're giving out 200 free hurricane kits to the first 200 families after 2 o'clock who pay that $2 admission. Other things going on. We've got the free seminars taking place this afternoon and on Sunday. We've got Inside the Architect's Mind, which is taking place today only until 5 o'clock. And we've arranged to have four different local architect firms that will be doing digital presentations, slideshows, and offering fascinating insights to their projects. You're gonna learn quite a lot from that, and that's taking place until 5 o'clock today. Inside the Architect's Mind, completely free. So we want you to take advantage of that. The other thing that we want you to take advantage of are the five different $2,000 fall fix-up prize packages that five different lucky locals will win this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And let me give you a quick rundown of the five different prizes that we're giving away to five different locals. One lucky local will win a $2,000 garage organizing system from Low Country Monkey Bars. A second lucky local will win a $2,000 showroom-style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists. A third lucky local will win a $2,000 kids bed set from Max Tricks Kids Furniture. A fourth local will win a $2,000 custom edge dining table from Charleston Amish Furniture. And the fifth lucky local will win a $2,000 teak furniture package from Outside Is In. And joining us now is Bob Kelleher with Outside Is In, the teak furniture provider, who will be part of that $2,000 prize package that we're giving away this weekend. How are you, Bob?
Hi, Tim. Doing great. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking some time out of your weekend to talk with us today about the $2,000 teak furniture package donated from Outside Is In. And talk about the teak furniture that Outside Is In sells in Mount Pleasant.
Well, we're kind of unique. We're a small business, but we direct import from Indonesia. We have a manufacturer over there we've been using for a number of years that supplies premium A-grade teak furniture to us. So we do custom designs as well as have standard items that are very popular in this market. Anything from deep seating, such as a traditional couch and chairs suitable for the outdoor environment, to sectionals, to occasional tables, swing beds, day beds, you name it, dining tables, we cover the full spectrum. We have the largest inventory of outdoor teak furniture you're likely to see anywhere, certainly on the East Coast. So we're very proud of what we offer, tremendous value. Mm-hmm. We've been at it for a long time. And we're looking forward to participating with this. We'd love to have some new customers that would take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely. A $2,000 teak furniture package from Outside Is In. That's a pretty good prize package. What is it about teak furniture that it works so well outside of your house in the backyard?
Well, teak's often regarded as the king of the woods, pun sort of intended. It's been known for centuries as being a wood that doesn't rot. It's the most dimensionally stable of all the woods, which is important for outdoor furniture, so the joints hold up longer that way. It's impervious to termites and marine borers. And it's very resistant to splintering, which is a big deal as wood ages, gets exposure to the sun and the elements. It's prone to getting rougher and splinters. Teak doesn't do that. And so all the properties together make it truly a unique wood. It's beautiful. It ages gracefully. And it's just something that's always desirable. It's mm-hmm. not like it sort of goes out of style one year and's in style the next year. It's just a classic wood, one of the most valuable ones in the world. It's probably the most desirable of the exotic hardwoods mm-hmm. for outdoor furniture.
Yeah, and teak furniture, a lot of folks are probably familiar with teak because it shows up on a lot of boats, which says a lot about the species of wood itself. Teak, the fact that if it's being used in a marine application, that means it's got to be pretty hardy to be able to stand up to all that the weather that it's going to face.
Exactly, Tim. You hit it on the head. They used to actually make the whole boat out of teak. Now, today, it's usually restricted more to the bright work or the decks, but there just isn't any substitute for teak decking, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's easy on the feet so you don't slip. It'll last decades, properly cared for, and it's cooler on your feet. Mm-hmm. So there isn't really any substitute for it. They try and make synthetic materials and so forth, but teak just has those unique properties, and it just withstands years and years of abuse and keeps working, looking beautiful.
Right. Now, what are some of your favorite items that you have at outside is in your retail location in Mount Pleasant? When the winner of this $2,000 teak furniture package comes to outside is in, what are you going to be directing them toward? What are some of your favorite furniture pieces at outside is in?
Well, three or four particular items come to mind. Our deep seating, whether it's a sectional or a sofa and chairs, those are always popular. The dining table options are numerous. We're known for having dining tables with built-in leaves that people just smile when they see it function. They're beautiful. They're very practical. Those are always popular. And then some of the items you might want to use around a pool, such as our lounger. We have one that's referred to as a double-fold lounger that allows you to articulate the area underneath your legs. It makes for a much more comfortable experience. And last probably is our lazy chair, mm-hmm. which some people refer to as a plantation chair. Beautiful lines, a low slung chair that gives you an option to a Adirondack, where mm-hmm. these low seating chairs are often popular around a fire pit. A lazy chair you might think of as a way to upgrade your Adirondack chair.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, it sounds very, very inviting. If we haven't tempted you already, I don't know what will. Definitely, you could be that winner of that $2,000 teak furniture package from Outside Is In. It's one of five different $2,000 prize packages that we're giving away this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. You know, we usually get about 3,000, 3,500 people who come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. So you've got, you know, like there's five different people out of that 3,000 are going to walk away as a winner of one of these $2,000 prize packages, including a $2,000 garage organizing system from Low Country Monkey Bars, a $2,000 showroom style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists, a $2,000 kids bed set from Max Tricks Kids Furniture, a $2,000 custom live edge dining table from Charleston Amish Furniture, and a $2,000 teak furniture package from Outside Is In. Well, Bob, if folks wanted to get more information about Outside Is In, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to one of two websites. The first one is theteakhut.com. The other one is outdoor-furniture-fabric.com. But most people will remember our phone number, 843-718-7181. And lastly, our address, 1717 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Bob Kelleher with Outside Is In. And definitely come to the Charleston Fall Home Show today until 6 o'clock and on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Fill out that prize ballot, and you might be the winner of that $2,000 teak furniture package from Outside Is In. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do instead of home, talking about a home. Not talking.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday.